For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The rain-drenched Hawaiian Islands had some encouraging news from the Central Pacific Hurricane Center.
Hurricane Lane has been downgraded towards a tropical storm with maximum sustained winds at 69 miles per hour. And it has been weakening over the last 24 hours. And we do expect it to weaken some more in the next 48 hours as well.
Tropical storm strength winds are still threatening many areas, and there's much more rain to come. Air transportation around the islands remains unpredictable. Hawaii's Governor David Ige.
There will be a backlog in getting visitors and residents out on those routes. Most important is to encourage everyone who is traveling to check with their airlines to get status on their flights before going to the airport.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
You remember how on the Phil Harris Show, Frankie Remley always knew a guy that could get you a deal, that could hook you up? Guess what? I'm that guy right now, and I'm going to do that for you. You've heard me talk about for the last year how my sleep's improved dramatically with MyPillow. It really has changed my life. I want you to feel how great I feel. I'm hooking you up. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, you can get four pillows for about the price of a single MyPillow. How? Go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA, click on the four-pack special. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows like I sleep on every night, two go-anywhere pillows that are travel size. You can take them anywhere. 100% machine washable, dryable, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Try it. You don't like it, return it. Why buy just one when you can get the four-pack special? Use my discount code USA. Go to 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA and do it now.
A change in travel plans for Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. He was planning to go back to North Korea, but that has now been scrapped. When he went to Pyongyang last month, he was snubbed by Kim Jong-un. There was concern when this trip was announced that Pompeo might not accomplish much. The president acknowledged that in his tweet, canceling the trip, citing insufficient progress toward denuclearization. How he will go about achieving progress isn't clear. He signals it might come after, quote, our trading relationship with China is resolved. Officials in Georgia's Randolph County abandoned their proposal to eliminate 7 of 9 polling places in a majority black county amid allegations of discrimination. Voting and civil rights groups protested the timing of the recommendations as Democrat Stacey Abrams is seeking to become the state's first black governor. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
A well-known senator has made a sad announcement. USA's Rick Vincent explains.
Senator John McCain has decided to stop treatment for the brain cancer he's been battling for over a year. Colleagues of McCain had been bracing for the worst for months as the Arizona senator retreated from public life to fight the disease. Fellow Arizona Senator Jeff Flake tells KNXV in Phoenix.
He's had obviously the best care that you can have in terms of medical care, but mostly the support of family and people all over the country who have been praying for him and wishing him well.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
When it comes to President Trump's promise that America will dominate space, Vice President Mike Pence has a message for the naysayers, and USA's Chris Barnes has details.
The United States Department of Space Force will be a reality by the year 2020.
The vice president saying that during a visit to the Johnson Space Center in Houston on Thursday, saying the administration wants the U.S. to return to the moon, as well as do some other lofty things.
Our administration is swiftly advancing the most important precursor to outposts on the moon and the mission to Mars, the first space station that will orbit our nearest neighbor, the Lunar Orbital Platform.
The president's proposal for doing it through a sixth branch of the military has gotten mixed reviews from most lawmakers and many military officials. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.